Dog Pound. Get the freshest Cleveland Browns gear by visiting the team shop at First Energy Stadium or shop on the official Browns mobile app. Also, don't miss the new Dog Pound t-shirts with a limited run only at the team shop at First Energy Stadium. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here from the Dog Bowl in Berea on this Veterans Day. Again, want to thank all who serve and have served our country in the military for their service. We had a great first hour. Isaiah Crowell was in studio. Brenton and Bradford Clark, who are in the Army and Coast Guard respectively, were live in studio. So if you missed it earlier, get that on the Browns app at your leisure later on today. Wanted to update you on a few news items real quickly. Fullback Kiro Small was waived, and the team has re-signed Ray Agnew, the fullback who started off the year at that position but was cut a couple weeks ago. He's back and will be the fullback for the Browns this Sunday against the Houston Texans. Tashawn Gibson was out of practice and is being evaluated for a concussion. Had no symptoms, but when he returned, he had some symptoms. They're checking that out. They think he will be fine. Jordan Cameron also did not practice today. Johnson Batamosi did not practice today with his concussion. Center Nick McDonald, the calf, Andrew Hawkins, thigh. None of them practiced today, but all would be day-to-day when they return to kind of that real practice tomorrow. Just kind of getting back to work today in front of 75 servicemen and women, which was good to see. All right, we got Rod Woodson coming up in just a bit, so we're going to get through the grades pretty quickly, and I think this one, fortunately, a very easy game to hand out the grades. We'll start with the quarterback, Brian Hoyer, 15-23, 198 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, but averaged 8.6 yards per attempt in a very efficient performance.
I've got him at an A. Full-on leader on the road, leading that offense, a great mix of run and pass. And again, I think Kyle Shanahan does a great job getting those receivers open. And Brian Hoyer made a couple great throws to keep drives alive, some big third-down conversions as well. He gets an A in my eyes.
I'm going to give him an A-. The Browns were much better on third down, 7 of 16 in this game. That was big. I thought he was very good. I would have given him an A if they got that one to Travis Benjamin. He had an opportunity for the big play. That was the only one, but that's just nitpicking. Great performance from Hoyer, who has now gotten to 9-3 as a starter with the Cleveland Browns. Very impressive there. The running backs, Terrence West, 26 carries, 94 yards, hose down. Isaiah Crowell, 12-41, caw-caw, hose down. Ben Tate, 10-34 and a touchdown of his own. They ran for 169 yards and three scores. Now, while the yards per carry weren't necessarily pretty, very effective, very efficient performance from these backs. Also, you had Ben Tate, 2 catches for 27 yards, so very solid. Almost 200 yards of total offense, 3 touchdowns from the backs. I'm giving him an A just because of that.
Sure, I'm giving him an A as well. And I think, again, what's impressive to me, 52 carries. That means you could put the offense on their back. They carry it for 170, and their production inside, in and around the goal line, 3 touchdowns, means those guys can sniff that zone and they get in at all costs.
Wide receivers, Miles Austin, 5-48. Benjamin, 3-46. Gabriel, 3-31. An efficient day. Nothing outstanding or spectacular, but solid. I'll give him a solid B. I thought they contributed to the win, but they weren't asked to do too much.
No, they weren't. B-plus in my eyes, I thought, because when their numbers were called, they made the big catches.
You should have been my grader in school. It would have been great.
I know.
You're so generous. Tight ends, Gary Barnidge, 2 catches, 46 yards. Jim Dre, no catches, but they did a great job blocking in the run game. And I thought Barnidge's catch down the seam was one of those kind of highlight plays of the season. Great throw by Brian Hoyer into a tight window, and Barnidge went up and made the tough catch. I'm going to give the tight ends in this one an A- as well.
I've got him at a B+. So, just because I expect a little bit more production, but it was not necessary. And again, the fact that they have not had their names called out since that Oakland Raiders game because of their performance blocking, that's appreciated. So they're going to be B+, A-. It's the same in my eyes.
The offensive line paved the way for that strong ground game, 169 yards and 3 scores, as I said, from the running backs. They also kept Brian Hoyer completely clean, only under pressure on 4 of his 20 dropbacks. I thought they did a very good job. Now, do you want yards per carry over 4? Of course you do. I do too. But overall, I thought a very strong performance. I'm giving the O-line an A.
I give him an A as well. I think, sometimes down towards the end, as we're trying to kill the game, there were some carries, that went for 1 yard, 2 yards, 3 yards, but you're just trying to keep the clock running. Cincinnati was calling their timeouts, and they were, of course, stacking the box with 8 or 9 men.
And now we go turn our attention to the defensive side of the ball. So nobody below a B+ on offense, so that's good. Solid there. I think maybe I give the receivers a B. Heck, I'll give them a B+. What's the big deal? Who cares? Great game. Great victory.
Great victory.
Let's go to the defensive side of the ball. The defensive line of the Browns, I thought, turned in arguably their best performance. They held the Bengals to 86 yards rushing on 22 carries, 3.9 a pop. They harassed Andy Dalton. He was sacked twice, but that doesn't tell the story in my mind whatsoever. He was under duress every time he dropped back. It seemed like to me he was under pressure 12 times. by the Browns. Desmond Bryant with the two sacks. Billy Winn had another sack that was called back on that offsides from Jabal Sheard. I thought Paul Kruger was harassing him a lot. They forced him the pressure into turnovers. I thought they did a great job. And I'm actually going to give the defensive line probably the first A they've gotten all year long.
I agree with you. I'm going to give them an A as well. They weren't as productive statistically as you might want to see, but they were all over Andy Dalton all day, and I thought they did their job to the best of their degree. They took away the run game, which was something that was cause for concern early, forced them to be one-sided and have Andy Dalton drop back, and they affected him all night.
The linebackers, Paul Kruger, 5 quarterback hurries on the day to lead the team. Another dominant pass rushing performance from him. Dansby continues to be everywhere with the tackles, leading the team in that category. Craig Robertson set the tone early with the interception to set up the first touchdown. Jabal Sheard with a solid performance. Chris Kirksey with a very good performance, especially in coverage. I thought one of his better coverage games of the season. He continues to keep it going. This linebacker group really, Barkevius Mingo, not much of a factor, but was solid in coverage out there as well. Just the linebacking group, again, strong performance, A for me.
I'm giving him an A as well. I thought Craig Robertson played his best football game. He didn't have the numbers of reps that he usually gets on defense, but his impact on special teams, making tackles, forcing a guy out of bounds multiple times, he was always close to the ball carrier, so that reason he gets an A. The whole group gets an A.
And then we move our attention to the defensive backfield of the Cleveland Browns. Again, forcing turnovers, 2 interceptions from Buster Skrein. Joe Haden completely locks down A.J. Green, holding him to 23 yards on 10 targets. That's just 2.3 yards per target. Nobody on the Bengals averaged more than 10 yards a catch. They averaged 7.2 yards a catch on the day. Andy Dalton, 2.6 yards per attempt, completely locked down. Gipp had an interception go through his hands. Dante Whitner gets a fumble recovery on a one, punched out by Tashawn Gibson. So just again, dominant, and I think the back end of this defense is as good as any back end in the NFL, and that includes Kaywan Williams, the undrafted free agent who had a big pass breakup, who forced drew a 15-yard penalty from Greg Little. Little man, yes.
I'm going to give these guys an A.
A+.
A+, 3 of 17 for 18% on third down. Is what they and a 2.0 quarterback rating says it all. A+.
And they were 13 of 39 throwing the football. I mean, in the NFL, that is unheard of. 33% completion rate. Dominant job by everybody on defense in this one. Special teams, other than Jim Leonard's fumble, I thought the coverage teams did a very good job. Adam Jones came into this game leading the league in punt returns and kick returns. They kept him under wraps. A solid job. Jim Leonard, again, fumble was the only thing. Billy Cundiff, strong game. Just an overall good performance from the Browns, although kind of did miss the one field goal. Ultimately, didn't matter. Just overall team effort, they get an A for me. That's why I said game balls for everybody.
Yeah, they're going to get a B in my eyes. I think the fumbles, not good enough, gets you beat in a good close football game. And
correct,
a missed field goal as well, albeit wind and the atmosphere and environment that it was there. I give them a B-. It's just not good enough. You can't have that.
Special teams, still one area that, if you're right, if this was a more competitive game, that's the one area that you'd look back at and say,
yes,
maybe we gave away some six points, missed field goal, and the fumble that set up a field goal.
The missed field goal and the fumble will get you beat in a close game.
And fortunately, this one was not close. That's why we liked
good
it so
job,
much.
Everybody else.
Yes, great job, everybody else. All right, when we come back, we're going to go to the Ohio Business Machines Hotline, and we'll be joined by Hall of Famer Rod Woodson, the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, an illustrious career. Talk about the Browns. He'll be on the call of this Sunday's game for Westwood One on the radio. So we're looking forward to connecting with him when we return on this loaded Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.